stop out for Men's Night at Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson at 174th and Maple on Thursday, March 23rd from 5 to 9 p.m. Good food, cold drinks, cool prizes, and more. Visit Dillon-Brothers.com for all the details.
Welcome back. Game time 16, 20 of the Zone, 16twentofthezone.com, and of course, the 16-20 of the Zone mobile app. 10 minutes away from Kevin Kugler. Real quick, I guess I probably got to do this here because I've kind of like done it in the past, and I guess right now we got to get to this week's version of the NFL Network's Top 100 list. Bothers me. Oh. I guess we got to do that right now. Like, I mean, I've kind of set the precedent of like each time they release 10 players on the list, I look at it, I punch myself in the face, and then I go to my computer and I write down what bothers me. All right? Yeah. I guess this is the official music of it. I don't know. And yes, whenever I go, a couple of bones to pick here, and everything goes back to either quarterbacks or in a particular situation, or just the notion that Andrew Luck is ranked 51st, which is just, I can't get over it. So they just released 30 through 21, and again, the NFL Network, they have the players vote on this. Well, the players don't have NFL Sunday Ticket, and apparently they don't have eyes or anything, or have brain. According to this list, and man, we're getting into like the top 30, so these are like, all these guys are like good players, you know? But there are varying degrees of good. According to this list, Travis Kelce is the 26th best player in the NFL, tight end for the Chiefs. Again, you're telling me Travis Kelce's better than Andrew Luck. That's what you're telling me. Come on, man. But the big thing was, I was floored with who was ranked 22, 23, and 24. How about this? Big Ben was ranked 22nd, Rob Gronkowski was ranked 23rd, and Russell Wilson was ranked 24th. I mean, what? Two of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, and arguably, outside of probably J.J. Watt or Von Miller, the most valuable non-quarterback in the NFL, Rob Gronkowski. You're telling me there are 21 football players in the National Football League that are better than Big Ben, Russell Wilson, and Gronk? No, 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 no. And again, the problem with this list is exactly what J.J. Watt pointed out last week. And it can be applied to Gronkowski, too. If this list is solely about last season, Nick, it's just about 2017, well, then how on earth is J.J. Watt even on the list? Because he played in three games. And with Gronk, he only played in eight games and only caught one pass in at least six games. How does that make the list? So clearly, there is some taking into account someone's track record and what they've done in their career. And if we open that door, which you guys did it, not me, if we open that door, then the idea that Gronk is 23rd and J.J. Watt is 35th is literally laugh out loud funny. And then, of course, Big Ben, Russell Wilson, they're 21 better players than those two guys. Give me a break. And that is this week's installment of the NFL Network's Top 100 list bothers me. I know we don't have a sexy name for that. That's not like necessarily how we want to title that. You know, we got cool names like the Mailbag, Future Headlines. All this. I just, you know, sometimes the it's kind of like the NFL Network's Top 100 list bothers me. That's just how I feel about it. You know.
Did you know?
I hope I knew
that. The Landon Collins of the Giants. Safety. Did you know that he is like
he's good.
20 spots better than Andrew Luck? Did you know that?
I did. I saw that and I thought.
If you didn't, now you do. He's better. I mean, he's a better player.
Come on, guys. We're better than this, all right? We are absolutely better than this. In other contract news that just makes you kind of shake your head and so we talked about, you know, Eddie Lacy had those. had those written incentives and bonuses in his contract for making weight on certain dates, which to me is like almost, it's just like your job is you're a professional football player. And, you know, to me with some of those things, we are like, we trust you so little that you're going to make the right decisions off the field in terms of how you train, what you eat, how much you work out, that we have to incentivize you to do this. It's just absurd to me. Did you see this, though? Dontari Poe, big D lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, he got a $125,000 bonus for weighing in under 340 pounds. And that's not just the only incentive part of his bonus, part of his contract. He gets another $125,000, potentially three more times, for weighing in under, now it would have to be under 330 in July, September, and November. So he has in his contract four different dates where if he meets a certain weight, he gets a $125,000 bonus. Like, what? I mean, maybe I'm just, I don't know. To me, it's like, it's just almost like offensive, man. It is almost offensive. 402-951-1620. Sean's emails in about the top 100 players. He said, keep harping on Luck, but he didn't make through the season last year. Again, my thing is like, they've opened the door for track record being a part of it. Because if you're going to put a guy on the list that played in three games like J.J. Watt did, then clearly on some level, what you've done throughout your entire career is being taken into account. And the idea that there are 50 players better than Andrew Luck in the NFL, to me is absolutely absurd. Absolutely 100% absurd. 402-951-1620. Been talking real quick for you to Cougs. Let me take Derek real quick. We talk about, you know, they're always pitting Jordan versus LeBron. Derek's got some thoughts. Derek, fire away. Appreciate you calling.
Man, I wish I was fat and good at football.
I know, right?
Yeah. You know, you kind of spun it a little bit, but what's the ultimate goal? It's to win a championship, right?
Right.
I would take 6-7 losing record getting there with 6 championships over 8-4 with only 3.
Yeah, I here's the thing. It's more titles and you have a better record in the finals. But my thing is, why do we, my thing is if LeBron were to lose in the conference finals or in the semifinals, that would be absolutely 100% used against him in the ammunition to peg, to like knock him down a peg.
And a lot of that's the balance of the power in the East too. They're just awful.
But that, I mean, how is that LeBron's? Like we're going to criticize LeBron. We're going to, like, hold that against LeBron. Like, I can't, like, it's not his fault that some of these teams just haven't done a good job of building up their roster. Like, he can only play against what gets put in front of him. You know, like, so that's all I'm saying. I understand what you're saying. Like, if you're asking me right now, would I rather be 6-7 and have 6 championships? Or would I rather be 8-4 and only have 3? I'd rather be 6-7. But my thing is, I'm not just going to gloss over and taking into everything into consideration all the times that Jordan came up short in pursuit of making the finals. That's all I'm saying.
That's good.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Derek. 402-951-1620. That's all I'm saying. 402-951-1620. Let's take a break. And let's get to Cougs. Kevin Kugler. Play-by-play voice of the entire universe. He is going to be on the call for the College World Series right here on 1620 The Zone, home of Westwood One here. Get his take on the CWS and so much more when we return.